Farm Bureau successful on trip to D.C. Good morning, I'm Mary Alice with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news. Farm Bureau members are pleased with the results after they descended on Washington, D.C. for a three-day trip. And that 72nd annual trip included members from each county in Ohio who lobbied for agricultural concerns. Tuscarawas County Representative Jim Rao is returning to the area with some guarded optimism for the future of agricultural trade. One main concern the members addressed was trade, since a fourth of corn and a third of soybeans in Ohio, as well as 18% of American dairy, is exported.
We're tremendously dependent on trade. We're really concerned about the NAFTA agreement. We're hoping that if it does get renegotiated, that agriculture is looked at in a favorable light.
Rao notes that the highlight was when Tuscarawas County was recognized by the American Farm Bureau for their program, Weeding Out Substance Abuse in Rural Ohio.
We're really proud of that program. It's very troubling for us. We're more than a farm organization. We're a community building organization. The whole American Farm Bureau right now is looking at Tuscarawas County and seeing how they can promote it.
Rao also felt that agriculture and the EPA is moving toward a more transparent and mutual relationship. The Newcomerstown Police Department is looking to keep lines of communication open as they invite residents to have coffee with a cop. And that discussion is this Saturday, and it offers the public a chance to air concerns or just ask questions. Newcomerstown Police Chief Gary Holland says that they have no agenda in place, but are focusing on what issues might be important to attendees.
It's a two-way street. It brings awareness to us. Well, we're more aware of what some of the concerns of the citizens are. It also allows the citizens to understand from our perspective what we can and can't do for them.
Holland also points out that this would be a great opportunity for children and teens to attend.
It'll open up the opportunity with the children, and hopefully that they realize that we're people and that we're approachable. And we try to do that in the school, but obviously you don't always get to meet and greet every child.
Coffee with a Cop this Saturday from 7 until 9 a.m. will be held at April's Country Kitchen on Heller Drive in Newcomerstown. And this event is free and open to everyone. A local basketball team is making history as they head to the 2018 Girls Basketball State Tournament. A crowd gathered Thursday morning at the middle school high school to help send off the new Philadelphia Girls varsity basketball team and coach Tracy Payne as they travel to Columbus. The Division II Lady Quakers are 25-2 this season and are winners of 23 straight, and they're playing for their chance at a state championship. And during the send-off, the girls stopped at the district elementary schools, receiving a big welcome and send-off from the students and staff, which Coach Payne said was overwhelming.
Indescribable. I mean, that was just awesome. Our community, our school, everybody's so great. We're excited to go down and compete.
And coming up at 3 this afternoon, the team will take on the Toledo Rogers High School at the Jerome Schottstein Center. Now, Big Z Sports is going to have live play-by-play coverage, and that's beginning at 2 p.m. Now to state news. A former Cleveland bartender accused of selling alcohol to a 20-year-old woman who was critically injured falling from a balcony on St. Patrick's Day in 2016 has been sentenced to probation and community service. A judge sentenced 30-year-old Carissa Boner on Thursday after she previously pled no contest to a charge of disorderly conduct. Boner initially was charged with serving alcohol to an underage patron. And then for a look at sports and the NBA, LeBron James had 35 points, but the Cavs fell in Portland 113-105. And the Cavs' next game is Saturday in Chicago. And that's a look at your 9 o'clock news. Coming up, your Z Country forecast after a word from our sponsor, the First National Bank of Denison, with offices in Denison, Dover, Jenayton, Hutton, the Southside, and Shunbrennan, New Philadelphia.
This is Brian Williams from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has been a leader in helping area residents purchase new cars and trucks. We've also helped those same people as their children grow into their first vehicle. So when you're ready for that new car or truck, for yourself or your child, start your engines and come to the bank that has strong local roots in auto financing. We are the First National Bank of Denison.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Nancy Shepner from the First National Bank of Denison. Since 1933, First National has helped families put their roots into our communities. A new home is a great way to branch out as your family grows. Our loan decisions are made here and your loan is serviced here. That means never having to call an 800 number if you have any questions. When you're ready, come to First National, the bank that understands the importance of having strong local roots.
Online at fnbdenison.com or use their new mobile app to view accounts and transfer funds. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Friday starts off with a few stray flurries early. A mostly cloudy sky gives way to a mostly sunny sky by this afternoon. High temperatures in the middle 30s continued on the breezy side. Tonight, a fair sky this evening with increasing clouds late, low of 22. Mostly cloudy Saturday. There is the chance for a light wintry mix, but a lot of that will be staying south towards I-70 through about early afternoon. Then some afternoon clearing will take place, high of 43. Saturday night, mainly clear and chilly, low of 22. Sunshine for our Sunday, high of 51. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, go to WTUZ.com. With your 9 o'clock news, I'm Mary Alice.